The All-American Fencing Academy is grateful to our sponsors who are helping us bring you our on-strip, at-home video training classes. Fox Bookkeeping, helping small business owners and entrepreneurs to run their businesses with confidence by helping them know what the score is. Steve C. McCray, PA, Burlington Family Law, Divorce, and Personal Injury Attorney. Matthew Woods, VO, Professional Voiceover Services.
Hi, welcome to All American Fencing Academy on Strip at Home audio series. We're doing something, again, a little bit different. Last week we heard from Matt Woods. This time we're talking with Paul Hovey. Paul, I already mentioned your name, but let you introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name's Paul. One of Gerhardt's older students, but first students.
All right. Paul, you were what grade? Do you remember what grade or how old you were when you first started?
I was sixth grade, I think. Mm-hmm. I was like 12 or 11.
And we were still at Pine Forest Recreation Center, the first club or area that we were fencing in when the Fencing Academy first started in Fayetteville. That's where you started.
Right. We used to call you Mr. G.
they still call me Mr. G or Coach G. You and then you, after you graduate, you fenced with us all the way through high school when we were at Pine Forest and when we were at Fort Bragg. And then, of course, you helped us start when we were in downtown Fayetteville. So you're part of all of that. And then you went off to college at UNC as well, right?
Yes. We ended up having the same coach who we refer to as Coach.
Right.
Which is confusing.
The real coach. The
coach. I fenced at UNC. You actually kind of helped get me in to school, probably. I hope. I like to think in my own mind.
I try to help all my kids.
Fencing was a great avenue for me going into college. It was a great experience. I highly recommend it.
What did you major at UNC?
I was dramatic art, uh-huh. Like theater, on stage plays and stuff like that. I did sort of like both on stage and off stage. Carolina actually has a superb dramatic arts program.
Really?
I can't recommend it more to anyone else who's interested.
Really? Another thing, just got a little bit of trivia. The reason why we're talking to you today, we didn't say before, was, you know, Paul and I, mostly Paul actually, created a virtual fencing game, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But a little bit of trivia, in the last interview we did with Matt Woods, we talked about a slogan that we had, which was, "We dare you not to love it." And then we talked about Sonic branding. But there's another slogan that we use with the All-American Fencing Academy, which is because we all played swords. And Paul, I'm assuming you remember where that came from?
I actually don't.
No, you don't.
You accredited it to me, but I've been with you for so long that I don't remember this thing that you said.
So I'll refresh your memory. So where it came from was when they were interviewing before you left Fayetteville, when you graduated, headed off to college, the Fayetteville Observer interviewed you, and they, one of the questions that they asked you was, why did you get into fencing? And the long response, if I remember correctly, was, because everyone at some point in their life, male or female, girl or boy, whatever, young or old, everyone plays swords because we all played swords. And that's why you got in fencing. Or that was, at least that's what I remember that you said. And so I was like, oh, because we all played swords. That's a great tagline. I'm going to start using that.
I stand by that. if that's what I said. I think that's very poignant.
Yeah.
I think it's important to play. Important to play.
It is. I mean, as a PE major, it is. I agree. It is important to play. Everything that I do, you gotta have to put a little bit of fun in it to make it, you know, not just amusing to yourself, but to enjoy what you're doing. So I, you know,
right.
Play is fundamental. You look at humans, you look at animals, when they're kids, they learn by playing. And mm-hmm. I kind of use that too when we're teaching people. We do a lot of games, and a lot of coaches do that because it's easy to learn when you're playing and having fun.
But we've kept in contact. Like I said, you were one of my early students, and I might have been 23 when I first started teaching you.
I think so. Younger than I am now.
My gosh. So we were made in contact, and about a month ago, I've had this idea because, you know, we couldn't fence, and I wanted some way for our fencers to still be able to get together and fence somehow, and I wasn't quite sure, and I didn't want to do a video game because not everyone had either an Xbox or PlayStation or Switch, and not everyone's into, you know, maybe a fighting game. It'll be hard for everyone to be able to do that sort of thing. And I thought about that. I was like, yeah, that's not going to be able to work. That's not everyone has access to that. And I tossed around text-based games. I don't know if you remember those text-based games. I played them a lot when I was a kid, where you would say, the computer would say, you are in a room. And you type in, look in room. And it'll say, there's a book on the table. Go to book. You know, type out open book.
Yeah, I played those a little when I was a kid.
So I thought briefly, maybe I can program lunged, fencer or opponent took a retreat. It's like, that's too much work. I can't make that work. And whatever it was, I was going to try to hardwire it into a spreadsheet or something, but I couldn't get it to work. And then I was tossing around like a paper-based game, and I didn't know how to do it. And I thought to myself, I said, who do I know that plays these types of games? Wait a minute. I think Paul does.
No, but I do play a healthy amount of Dungeons & Dragons.
A healthy amount, right?
At this point.
That's a good way of saying it. And so, like, you started kind of describing how to lay out this game. And we were online, and we had our own document, and we just tossed ideas back and forth. I think you mostly created most of the foundation for it, and I provided most of the feedback in terms of fencing-wise. And is there a template or something similar that you used or went off of to?
You had sort of made a chart. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Oh,
the,
I remember.
The
yeah,
chart,
yeah, yeah.
Or the original of the chart.
I remember. Yeah,
That already existed, and so.
And it was a chart of just attacks and defenses, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was when trying to think about how I would make this into a game that would work. I sort of thought back to the dice games that me and my friends and my spouse play healthfully, and those games, they have a very flexible engine that you can sort of use to do anything.
You can modify it for any kind of theme.
Right. I can sort of fit challenge dice rolls and dice games to tell a narrative in a game.
Right.
And make it interesting and make it fun and also make it a little random.
Right.
Which is life.
Right. Right.
So I just sort of thought about how I would turn your chart into something that would, as closely as possible, resemble a fencing bout.
Right, right. And when I was giving you information, when I first thought about it, I was trying to avoid something as simple as like a rocks, paper, scissors game. I didn't want it just up to chance. But like you said, we wanted to try to create something where it was like a fencing bout, where you had to throw out a move and react to it somehow. But there was still some chance because
And there's also chance in actual fencing. Yeah, you might do the correct move, but you might completely miss, or they do something weird and you just bounce off the target or something like that. So we wanted to try to also keep that sort of gameplay of fencing, but within this type of gameplay.
Yeah, the two challenges that I was thinking about at the onset was I wanted it to have the same tempo
right.
as a fencing match, which
right.
is fast.
Right.
And, you know, there are slow games out there, Monopoly.
Yeah.
but and I also wanted to make sure that there was going to be a level of strategizing
right,
or
right.
of the anticipating what my opponent is doing. It's sort of, you know, rock, paper, scissors, but
yeah.
scaled up, which
yeah.
is kind of like fencing.
Yeah. In the first game that we played,
man.
Isabel beat all the teenagers. And in the second game, the one that you played, Marlon, who's Isabel's age, beat everyone else. And so I find that pretty cool that in this format, all that physicality kind of goes out the window. It becomes almost anybody's game.
Yeah, which is another sort of aspect of fencing,
yeah.
which I like.
Right.
You know, everyone likes that part about it.
Yeah.
You never know what your opponent's going to bring to the table, so you can't underestimate anyone.
And before we actually, we're going to try to describe to everyone how to play this game. We're going to do 2 points, but before we go to that, you know, you and I are still talking. It wasn't just, we're going to make this game and that's what it is. We're going to put it out into the world. We're still kind of modifying it.
Yeah. I as you said, I participated in the second tournament, and I'll be honest with you. I was like a little surprised at how much fun I had.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, the kids really loved it. And I loved watching everyone else play because they would do and say the same things online that they would do on the strip. Like at La Belle, you guys would salute, you know, or you would type out, you know, going to shake hands, but because of pandemic, we're gonna do the elbow bump. You even did that online. You know, it was just watching everyone interact with each other. I was sort of like the quiet referee for the bout, or the bout committee. I was just able to watch everyone and answer any questions if anybody had. But let's get to playing the game. So the first things that people need to know is what do they need to have to play with us or to play their own game with their own club?
Well, you're going to need sort of the game setup and rules.
Right. Those are all, of course, available on our website.
You'll need a 6-sided dice of mm-hmm. some sort. You can get that from Monopoly.
Right.
You'll need a pen or pencil and a piece of paper helps. And if you're going to be playing for a couple of bouts, you know, a couple pieces of paper.
Right.
And have fun.
And we have been doing our tournaments on Discord, which I love. You guys introduced me to that. I had not used that before that. But like if you're just playing with one other person, like someone at the house, you could just talk in front of them. But you're playing with someone like we did when we first tested the game. We just played over the phone, right?
Mm-hmm. But Discord's great. I win a lot of games out of Discord. It's a cool thing.
I found it very useful. I took the server and expanded it to not just the competition or the virtual fencing, but a platform just for another place where our students can get information. Like if I have
announcements. That's awesome.
Oh yeah. And for now, like I didn't mention before, like for now, I've been calling it RPF, role play fencing, for lack of a better name. I can't think of a better name right now. So let's do a couple rounds here, and we'll tell people how to set up. And how to call the actions. So one of the first things that they have to do is, one, they have to have all their equipment, whatever. But they need to be able to choose a character. And right now, I think we just call them fencers 1 through 5. Could you describe the different types of fencers there are?
Sure. Oh, sure. So, each fencer has a different has three abilities, and the different fencers have different strengths and weaknesses within those abilities.
Right.
And so these different abilities, we sort of tried to boil down the essence of the sport of fencing and then apply the Dungeons and Dragons character ability concept mm-hmm. to it. And those three are strength, finesse, and tempo. Mm-hmm. And so strength being just the sheer power of an attack,
right.
Finesse being your handiwork, and tempo being your ability to keep a pace advantage.
Right.
So some fencers are good at have good strength and low finesse, and some fencers have are very good with the idea of tempo, and
right.
and then you've got some fencers that are well rounded.
Right.
And this sort of reflects also real life, where you're coming in with your own
right.
innate abilities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we also created one with no intelligence, but they were high power and high tempo, but absolutely no finesse. I don't think anybody's picked
right.
that one yet. we also put in a thing into the game where fencers can use their own fencing rating to get additional bonus points for some of the roles, but we haven't actually used it. We've been leaving it out for now, but that mechanism in the game is available, and it's just like, you know, if you were fencing someone that's A-rated, yeah, it's going to be harder for you to beat that person.
And
so we had that mechanism in it, and then, of course, we've got a list of attacks, which you can, for each type of attack, you can use a certain type of bonus or bonuses that,
right.
that went with power, finesse, and tempo. And the same thing with the defenses. Those defenses also had a certain type of bonus you can add to it. And we'll talk about when those bonuses get added. You helped me develop, for each attack, there's a certain amount of defense that we can use. And we had different levels of defenses. Do you remember what levels those were?
We tinkered around with the defenses quite a bit. This was one of the ones that, I actually had a lot of fun messing
yeah,
with.
Yeah.
We had we had different numbers, mm-hmm. and then when we were playing the game, we were like, well, these numbers are way too high. And then just like working through the way that some like the luck, mm-hmm. the concept of like the luck defense, you've got
right.
like a strong defense, which is automatically going to stop, whatever attack is coming at me. I've got a medium defense and a low defense that, is going to help me,
mm-hmm.
but isn't going to be a for certain,
right.
End of the action. And then we're talking to me from the onset about this idea of a luck action
right.
defense or attack in fencing in this game to represent this idea in fencing. We're like, okay.
Sometimes you just throw something out there, hope it works, right?
Right. So working on those mechanics and hashing that out, that was one of my favorite parts of the project.
Right. And probably I find the best way to describe this game or teach someone to play this game is to actually play it. Like us trying to describe each step will one take forever, and it's like trying to explain to somebody what priority is in foil. So
I mean that's the way most games work.
Yeah,
you just
kind of delve into it. So we'll do two touches, 2 points. The way we set up the game is, we've only done the first to five touches, or first to 5 points. In our tournaments, we've only done the pools. We haven't gone into the bouts, the direct eliminations, because the pools, I think, took long enough. They were having fun, and like you said, you don't want to be Monopoly, where it's like, okay, we're having fun, and wow, what time is it, and we're still playing?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, does this end anytime soon? Because I'm now bored.
You know what? I hate on Monopoly, but the truth is, I do love that game, and I will play it almost any day.
Really? I haven't played it in a while. So going back to our game, so one of the first things you have to do is, and we'll try to talk through everything, we have to pick a fencer. And usually, I tend to pick a fencer that's like me anyway. So I'm going to pick my fencer, and I'm going to pick fencer number two, because it has high finesse, and one of the attacks I like to do is a flick, a thrown point, which uses a lot of finesse. And some of the other moves in the attacks and defenses that I enjoy to do in real fencing have high finesse. So I'm picking fencer number two.
I'm going to go with number three, because tempo was one of my favorite aspects on the strip to mess with people.
All right. And so we're the first part of the game, pick your type of fencer. And the fencer number two, my bonuses, I have low power, but I had high finesse, and which was a plus three and plus two for tempo, which you know, if I look at myself, and like you said, looking at yourself, you're a high tempo fencer. So that's the first part. Picking your type of fencer. We usually just write that down. At least I write it down on my sheet, so I can always just looking at it. And so the next part of the gameplay is the easy one, really easy. We have to determine who goes first. And that's just a simple dice roll, and whoever has the highest roll will go first. So I'm going to roll my dice, and I roll a one.
I got a five.
All right, so you will go first. So whoever goes first, explain what happens now. Who goes first?
What that really means is I'm going to pick an attack first.
Right.
And you're going to pick a defense first.
Right.
The engagement goes, we each pick three moves. I pick an attack, a defense, and an attack in that order.
Right.
And you pick a defense, an attack, and a defense in that order.
And we don't know what each other's picking. So this is part of the kind of the mystery with it, but also some of the strategizing, because I might think to myself, okay, Paul is a high tempo fencer. Which attacks have high tempos? And I might select defenses that can counter that. But at the same time, you might be thinking, well, Gerhard's probably thinking, I'm going to start off with this. I'm going to start off with something else that he's not going to play a defense for. And I think that's the strategizing part that some of the players, as they start playing, realize, oh, I can strategize. It's not just a random, I'll pick whatever. So I'm going. So you're picking an attack, defense, attack. I'm going to do a defense, attack, defense. So I'm just going to pick something for the sake of picking it. All right. All right. And we do that in secret. Have you got yours?
I've got mine.
All right. So after this, it no longer has to be a secret. And there's a little bit of trust involved, especially if you're playing with somebody that you can't see face to face. Same thing with the dice roll. You're just going to have to trust them. I played a circle six parry riposte, a lunge, and a parry riposte.
A circle six parry riposte, a lunge, and a parry riposte. Yep. I played a delayed attack, a retreat, and a flesh.
All right. And what I do, and you might do it too, I write down both sides. I've written down what I'm doing, and then as you said yours, I went ahead and write it down, so it makes it easier for us. So if we're looking at a chart, if you're following along with a chart, the attack, a delayed attack, I'm looking at all the defenses in that row, and all the defenses are a two-stage parry riposte, a retreat parry riposte, a retreat, and an attack on preparation. I played a circle six, which is none of that. So the defense I played, at least in the just a game, did not stop your delayed attack. So if I don't play one of the defense, that's a touch to you.
That's my point.
That's your point. So we played three moves, but we don't necessarily have to use all three moves. So if you score a touch in the first move, we don't have to do the rest.
Right. We didn't really get into an engagement, if you will.
And if we had gone past three moves, we would have done a fourth, a fifth. But the other thing that we'll mention is we can only move, for us, for each individual person, we can only use a move one time. We cannot repeat it. So I can't say a lunge every time for an attack. I can't say a retreat, parry, riposte every time for defense.
Right.
We'll keep playing until we run out of moves or someone scores a point. Right. Mm-hmm. So we're now 1-0. So now I go first. Last time you played an attack, defense, attack. Now I'm playing the attack, defense, attack, and you are playing a defense, attack, defense. So, all right, let me see if I can... I'll pick some real quick. All right. All right, I've got my three. You ready?
No, I'm not ready. Hold on. sorry.
All right, so I played a feint deceive, a parry riposte, and a lunge.
I have a retreat parry riposte, a carry by handwriting, beat attack, and then a counterattack.
Okay, all right, so
what was your first one?
A feint deceive.
Okay.
So we're still pretty easy here. My attack of feint deceive. Your retreat parry riposte was not one of the listed defenses against a feint deceive. So I automatically score that touch there. Score is 1-1.
1-1.
All right. So let's do this for the third one.
We can't leave it like that.
Huh? Right, exactly. Let's do this for the third one. Let's play a couple rounds. We'll do one and then depending how that turns out, we'll do another. So we will go one by one, and I will intentionally, you'll tell me what it is, and I'll intentionally pick an attack or a defense that can potentially beat it. All right?
Okay.
All right. So, go ahead.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Advanced lunge.
All right. So let's say Paul played an advanced lunge. All right? We'll start off with this one. I played a retreat parry riposte. Okay? So in the chart, a retreat parry riposte is the strongest defense against the advanced lunge. Again, not in reality, just for the game. In this case, it automatically stops his attack. But what do we do now?
So now you would have the opportunity to score a point off of me.
Okay.
So we have a roll to resolve that.
So this is the first time we've seen a roll. For the strongest attack or for the strongest defense against your attack, it automatically stops it. All we have to do is just roll to see if my repo succeeds.
Right. That is your reward for choosing the best defense. You just get to roll to see if you win.
I'm going to roll. I got lucky. I got a 6.
I got a 2.
Got a 2.
You would win a point.
So that one, I scored. I scored on my riposte. And so that ends the action. Just like fencing, someone hits on target, ends the action. All right? So that was, again, still pretty easy. Scores 2-1. So let's try that again. This time I'm going to do an attack again. You're going to pick a corresponding defense. All right. So let's say I do a lunge.
I'm gonna do a parry riposte.
All right. So Paul does a parry riposte. And which kind of defense is that?
That would be a medium defense.
So it's not an automatic stop.
No, it's not. We have to. We're now engaged, and we're trying to see if your lunge succeeds against my parry riposte.
All right. And all this is, so we would have to roll the dice to see if, I think the better way to say it is if your parry riposte stops my attack, right?
Right.
Right, okay. So And this is the only time that we'll use the bonuses.
In this version,
right. We mentioned that we're working on a different mechanic, and that's one of the things we talked about. So in this version, we're going to see if my attack gets stopped or is just a miss. All right. So my lunge, it has a power bonus, but power for fencer number two high finesse is a low bonus. So that's only a plus one. So I'm going to roll. I rolled a one. With a plus one bonus, I have a total of 2 points on that one. Pretty easy to beat.
Yeah, I rolled a four. So each of these actions allow you to use one of your three abilities to add a bonus point or bonus points to your roll.
Right.
I'll choose finesse, which is plus two for me.
Right.
And then because I picked a medium defense, I get an additional plus two.
Right.
So I come out with a whopping eight.
Right. You didn't even need your defense. Bonuses to stop my attack.
Yeah. <it's> right.
but I'm glad you spelled that out because it's important for them to know that. So that roll stopped my attack. Now we roll again to see if your riposte lands.
That is correct.
All right, so let's roll again. This time I roll a two.
I rolled a six.
You rolled a six, so your riposte lands. Score is 2-2. You got that touch.
Right.
If you
had a touch before, well, we were also cheating.
If I rolled higher than you, what would have happened on that one?
My repost would not have succeeded, and we would have moved on to the next
action in our
sequence.
So if I rolled higher, it doesn't mean I scored the touch. It just meant that your repost missed. We go on to our next set of actions.
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
right. So let's do one more, and we're going to, let's do two more. Let's do one with an I don't know, I'll wing it attack. Just so everyone knows, our attacks that we have are lunge, advanced lunge, feint deceive, beat attack, delayed attack, flesh, thrown point to the back, I'm sorry, thrown point to the back, or flick, some people call it. And then our last attack is called an I don't know, I'll wing it, which some fencers do. And of course, the reposts, or not the reposts, the defenses that we have are parry repost, a two-stage parry repost, a circle six parry repost, a retreat, the only defense that does not have a corresponding attack or repost with it, a retreat parry repost, a counterattack, an attack on preparation, and an esquive. So let's, you're doing an attack, so, why don't you play an I don't know, I'll wing it.
Okay.
And I'll play a parry repost. All right.
Okay.
So what happens in an I don't know, I'll wing it?
For these luck dice, you're going to take your dice and you're going to roll it twice.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to take the higher of the higher of the two rolls.
Right.
And then, to give you a little bonus, you'll have a bonus, but you have to use the lowest one that you have.
Right, right. And then the defense, any defense will defeat it, but it's a low defense. And just depending on the defense you use, you can use a corresponding bonus with it. So let's play that so they understand how that works. So you played an I don't know. I played a parry repost. So we're going to roll just to see if my defense stops it, right?
Right.
All right, so your roll?
My first roll was a one, so okay. I'm definitely
going
to
do
another one. Oh, only a two. It wasn't meant to happen.
So you can use a two plus your lowest bonus?
Which is a one,
which
so
is
a total
one.
Of three.
Total of three. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people really like that well-rounded fencer. Because they never have a lowest bonus. I'm going to roll for my my Perry Repos. I also have a one. Oh no. And so Perry Repost, I can use power and finesse there. So I got a little lucky there. I'm going to add my three bonus. So I barely stopped your, I don't know, I'll wing it with a total of four. All right.
Yes.
So I managed to stop your attack. We're going to roll one more time to see if my repost actually lands. All right. I roll a four.
I rolled a one.
You rolled a one. So my repost lands. Score is now 3-2. All right, so let's do one more here, and we'll play a luck defense. All right, so I'll play a lunge.
Then I'm going to counterattack.
So Paul plays a counterattack. So it is one of the allowable defenses. Once again, we have to roll to see if you're. In this case, it's not a defense. You're. In this case, in reality, if you're able to duck out of the way. All right, so my lunge, it's power, so that's a bonus of plus one for me, with a roll of three. So I have a total of four on my attack.
My first roll was a five.
Oh, you've got me already.
My second roll is also a five.
You've already got me.
So I'll take the five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you don't even need to use your bonus for that one.
Nope.
So your counterattack does succeed in evading me. Now we just have to roll to see if your counterattack hits me.
Okay.
All right, so I roll a four again.
I rolled a four also.
I think some different fencers have been playing this kind of differently when they roll the same. When I've been playing it, I've just ruled when both fencers roll the same number or the same total score as a no touch.
I would agree with that.
You would agree with that. So in this case, our totals were the same, so there was no touch. But I think they were able to see how the luck defense works, where you can roll twice to get your highest roll on a dice for your defense, just on being able to see if you are able to stop the initial attack. And then we roll again to see, of course, if the repost lands. In this case, there was no touch, so we would go on to the next set of actions. So let's do one more, just one set of actions, and see if we can get one more point there. So you're doing an attack, I'm doing a defense.
Okay.
All right. And the score is 3-2. All right, I've got mine. I played a circle six parry repost.
Oh, beat attack.
Ah, darn. Oh, no, wait, okay. So beat attack. I get the automatic stop, right?
Right.
Right, so in the chart that we're looking at, the circle six parry repost automatically stops beat attack. So we just have to roll. I roll a five.
I rolled a one.
Ah. So time has expired. I win 4-2.
Just like the old days.
Right. But that's how we play the game. And like I said, you know, we're gonna do, and we've been able to do a couple tournaments. We've even put them on Ask Fred and use the actual tournament software to run it, and we posted the results on Ask Fred. And if you look on Ask Fred, we're the only club that has results up right now. I'm sure everyone looks like, who's hosting a tournament? We are, but we're doing it on Discord. All of the rules are online at our website, allamericanfencing.com. If you scroll down, you'll find a section on, right now we're calling it Roleplay Fencing. All the rules and the chart for all the fencers, the bonuses, are all available for download, all absolutely free. You don't need any type of program. You don't even need to know fencing per se. We did put in there, you know, if we're asking everyone, if you're playing it, if you're enjoying it, if you're using it, please donate. I mean, this is part of AllAmericanFencing.com, All-American Fencing 2. Like all clubs all over the nation, we haven't been able to do classes or private lessons. So this is partly a fundraising effort for us. But please check it out. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Hopefully we get back to normal and fencing sometime soon. We don't know what that looks like in North Carolina. Potentially, we're looking at Paul maybe coming back May, or us coming back May 23rd was when North Carolina is saying phase two will start. Actually, May 22nd, but we may do some lessons on May 23rd. But we're still almost kind of playing it by ear. We're not totally sure yet. We are hoping for that start. Yeah. But even then, we are going to be extremely cautious. Because the numbers are still going up in North Carolina.
Crazy times.
Yeah. Before we sign off here, I always ask fencers, I'll ask this, you know, you've fenced for a long time. You still fence sometimes now, but I'll go ahead and ask you two questions I've asked our interviewees at the end. If you would say one thing that you would tell our fencers to practice in terms of fencing, while they're at home, if there's anything that they should, you think, yeah, you really need to work on this based on your experience, what would you say that would be?
I would say to do squats.
Do squats, yeah. That, I mean,
do, just until you hate yourself, but you will fence like nobody's business.
But that'll help keep your knees bent. That'll help build your power and explosion from the lunge. On our last virtual class, we did wall sits, and Gabe was not happy about those. And you remember doing wall sits when you were on the team, right?
Oh man, so many bad jokes.
We only did it for
hell and agony.
We only did it for 1 minute with Gabe, and I kept up to tradition. I told bad jokes during that 1 minute. If you watch the video, it should come out this next Tuesday. I think no. The video just came out last Tuesday. So the last video that came out, you'll see us doing wall sits and me telling jokes for 1 minute. Bad jokes for 1 minute. So the other thing I ask fencers is, or our interviewees is, in this process of quarantining and staying at home, if you would recommend a series or a movie on Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, what do you recommend?
Oh my goodness, that's so hard.
That's a great question, isn't it?
Okay, I literally finished this show last night for the second time, Gravity Falls.
I've seen some of it. That's a cartoon, right?
Yeah. It's two seasons. It's just magnifico.
Gravity Falls. I've seen some of it. I will have to check more of it out.
Yeah, you got to watch it sequentially. As all those kinds of cartoons. But
well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate your time. Any last words?
It's great talking to you, Gerhard. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Everyone, stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll see you next time.
Good night, everyone. Bye.
The All-American Fencing Academy is grateful to our sponsors who are helping us bring you our on-strip, at-home video training classes. Fox Bookkeeping, helping small business owners and entrepreneurs to run their businesses with confidence by helping them know what the score is. Steve C. McCray, PA, Burlington Family Law, Divorce, and Personal Injury Attorney. Matthew Woods, VO, Professional Voiceover Services. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you next time.